This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. General Motors' summer results are due today. We know sales were down 10% year on year. Also, tariffs are driving up costs for car and truck companies. Longer term, GM is placing a huge bet on electric cars. In fact, GM has just called for a national zero-emission vehicle program for the U.S. Here's Marketplace's Ben Bradford.
The 2006 documentary, Who Killed the Electric Car, answered its title question, in part, this way.
The murder was committed by the General Motors company.
These days, America's largest automaker has a very different tune, with plans to roll out 20 all-electric models over the next 5 years. Navigant Research automotive analyst Sam Abul-Samad says GM's proposing federal rules to ensure demand.
Having put, you know, billions of dollars into this technology, they want to make sure that they actually have a market.
So GM's plan would call for automakers to sell a minimum number of zero-emission vehicles. Some environmental groups are skeptical. Dave Reichmuth of the Union of Concerned Scientists says the proposal would actually weaken existing state programs.
It's a shiny thing to put out there that distracts from the fact that they are calling for a rollback of the vehicle emission standards.
Automakers are calling for a rollback of Obama-era tailpipe rules because, despite the future focus on electric cars, gas-powered trucks and SUVs remain bestsellers. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.